You're with News Radio 840 WHAS. Terry Miners here, the mayor of Utica, Indiana.
Yes, sir.
Okay, or the emperor of Utica, Indiana, is one Bob Hill, the legend from the Louisville Times and the Courier Journal. I like mentioning the afternoon paper, too.
I appreciate your mail-in vote for my mayorship, too. It got me the job, baby. It was 2-1.
Did you pick Utica, Indiana as your home when you first came to write for the paper?
It picked me. I wanted 8 acres close in. Utica provided 8 acres close in. 1860 farmhouse and a whole lot of weeds.
You and Janet, yeah. I mean, your stories online are brilliant.
Well, I know.
I just appreciate it. I appreciate that you're still writing. You wrote a passionate thing about basketball not too long ago. And I was like, look at my boy, Bob. He's still at it.
Right.
Because you played?
Rice University.
Rice University.
Houston, Texas. I was on the team. I didn't play a lot, but I got a free ride and I got out. And
David Jones Jr. is in the studio with us as well. Welcome to you.
Terry, hi. How are you?
He always talks down his basketball accomplishments, but I have it in the back of my mind that he was pushing Lou Alcindor around.
I think we played each other once or twice in alleged celebrity games, I think.
Yeah.
I think he was tall and handsome and everything.
Well, welcome, guys. I'm glad to have you here. Mr. Bob Hill, in addition to all of his great writing in newspapers, has written some amazing books over the years, too. And this one is about one of my favorite Louisvillians. That would be your dad, David Jones Sr., just a delightful gentleman and such a tour de force in this city. He kind of shaped Louisville in many ways.
Well, and it shaped him too. And the book really starts in the very beginning for him in Louisville, Kentucky, where he was born in 1931 in West Louisville in the Depression years.
Yeah.
And it takes it from there. And, you know, one of the things I love about this book is it is a great history of Louisville, Kentucky in the late 20th and early 21st centuries.
Wasn't your dad like a boxer? Did I not talk with him about that a long time? Like, what was it, like Golden Gloves or something? Or?
He was a boxer. I think he might have been a street fighter first and then a boxer. And his brother, his older brother, he was the second of six. His older brother was a champion Golden Gloves boxer in his weight class. Dad was a Golden Gloves boxer, but not a champion, but a good fighter. And Bob, you take it over. They had he told you the stories about that.
Oh, yeah. The cool thing is that Joe Martin was his coach.
Oh, yeah.
The Ali coach, you know. Yeah, it's a great story. Dave is sort of like a good neighbor. It could be a movie, this book. It's amazing. And to back you up a little bit, this is his book. I helped him write it, but it's in his words. It's all David's story, really, and just a joy to work with him the whole time.
So you and Senior sat down and did a lot of talking?
Oh, 15, 20 times.
Wow.
He assigned people to interview. I did a lot of background work for him. I get into this because I worked for him before that for the Parklands of Floyd's Fork.
Of course.
There was 80 different plots of land they bought for that. And David and Dan, of course, pushed the whole thing through.
Your brother.
My brother.
Being those guys, they wanted to have the history of the Parklands back a couple hundred years to Squire Boone, and then they planted 100 years ahead. So it's a 300-year window they're dealing with out there.
That's fantastic. First off, thanks to you and your family for all that parklands. Stuff people don't even realize how much work's gone into that. But, yeah, your dad, I know he loved that vision, and to see all that come to fruition is unbelievable.
Well, all credit to my brother Dan for having the vision and for figuring out how to execute it and to Dad for partnering with Dan to raise some money. You know, my job, like a whole lot of other people in Louisville, was to write a check and make a financial contribution. But it's a beautiful place. And, you know, again, Dad and Dan learned in that, you know, Bob is great at talking to people and pulling their stories out of them. All those landowners whose families had that beautiful territory going back generations are now part of that beautiful history.
And Bob Hill, you were able to find a lot of those folks connections to them?
I wrote about probably 30 or 40 stories. That's in a book somewhere too, not just me, but other people.
What else are we going to learn about David Jones Sr.?
Let me give you a quick history of his life because it's amazing. He grew up in California. One of six kids.
California neighborhood.
Yeah, California neighborhood. Sorry,
not West Coast California.
You threw me there for a second. Like, I've always told people he's a native.
Well, yeah, the California neighborhood.
He is a native.
Six kids, blue-collar family, four kids sleeping in one bedroom, two girls in the other, four boys and two girls. He went to Mail, was an athlete, went to U of L on a Navy ROTC scholarship. They had no money. And he got the scholarship. He married his love of his life, Betty.
My mother.
I'm sorry, yeah. I forgot her last name.
Sweet person.
Betty Ashbury.
Betty Ashbury.
Betty Lee Ashbury.
Yeah. Anyway, he went to there, and then he went to Yale. He got his law degree, and they lived in a Quonset hut.
Where did the money come from for Yale?
Well, so he was in the Navy.
So the Navy paid for that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
GI Bill. I mean,
and fantastic.
And he always had two or three jobs. Always. His whole life, he was just a worker. And they came home from Yale with two kids and a 52 Dodge station wagon. Was so broke, he had to post date a $5 check to AAA to buy gas to get home.
Wow.
So he landed in Louisville with an empty gas tank and no money. And he met Wendell at the law firm where they both worked at.
Wendell Cherry.
Yeah, Wendell Cherry, who was from Horse Cave, Kentucky. And together, they got into the nursing home business. They each borrowed $1,000. Dave got his from household finance, Wendell from his father-in-law. They had four other partners. They turned it into a nursing home off of Bashford Manor there. He was in nursing homes for a while. Then they got into hospitals, the biggest chain in the country of nursing homes, biggest chain of hospitals. Then he got into insurance. He was always looking ahead, always trying to figure out what's next. And he figured out that he wanted a new challenge, really, basically. Let's try insurance. They split the company, and he stayed with the insurance part of it. And Humana, from that $1,000 each, did $90 billion last year in sales.
That's unbelievable.
And that doesn't include the 80% of the company that was separated off in 1993
right.
That was the hospital
right.
division, the majority of the company at that time.
I went to visit your dad in his office more than once, and he was just a regular guy. That was so nice about him. You're thinking, I'm going in this Humana building. This is going to be like when they go in the Wizard of Oz to see the wizard, and you got to walk a long hallway, and somebody's going to scream it. It's just, hey, how are you? It's warmest.
Yep.
The guy was so warm in the way he greeted and treated and respected people.
I never came away from him not feeling better than when I went in.
Right.
You sit in that office, and you can see out the windows, you see Louisville. His shelves are full of pictures of the kids, the grandkids, friends, Wendell, everybody. It's just a comfortable, homey place. He listens to you. It's you and him. You're focused.
One of the things I love about this book, from those conversations between Dad and Bob, from the stories that provoked, we've got a story of Dad's life that really is in his own voice. And, some of those qualities, Terry, that you experienced, benefited from. I mean,
right.
He really did learn from people. I mean, he and Wendell always joked, but it was generally true that the market research on how to build, or should they build a nursing home came from one of the guys Dad knew at Mail High School a couple years ahead of him, bought a really expensive house. And when Dad was a young lawyer, he had to do the paperwork and go to the closing to help the guy buy it. And he said, wait a minute, I knew you. You were at Mail High School. You didn't have two nickels to rub together. How can you buy this house? And the guy said, oh, Dave, I built a nursing home. So Dad went back to the office, and he ran in and he said, Wendell, we got to build a nursing home. And they did.
And they did.
Yeah.
Your dad, did he remain at Humana for most of his life, or did he finally, eventually he stepped away and just sort of spent time? Because I know he loved tomatoes, growing tomatoes.
Well, he any notion that he was a gardener is greatly exaggerated. He had a good friend, your neighbor, Henry Sadlow,
right.
And Henry gave Dad wonderful tomatoes, and we ate some of them at home, or I guess they ate them at home. I was out by that point, and they got also regifted around because they were beautiful.
He gave me
but
some, too.
Dad, he worked at he was at Humana until 2005. He mm-hmm. was CEO until 2000, and then chaired the board after the CEO transferred to Mike McAllister. And then he retired and really had no further involvement in Humana. I became chair of the board. Mike McAllister was a great CEO, and Dad went off and got involved in the parklands and in all kinds of civic stuff. And but he was going strong really until near the very end.
He also helped a lot of people's careers launch, branched out. I mean, we talk about basketball coaches and how many people they spring forth, but your dad and Wendell together, there were so many people whose careers grew because of they touched the lightning rod of Humana.
Well, he gave back from where he came from. Kevin Cosby and his church, a lot of money. You remember Lewis Coleman with the Bullhorn?
Oh, yeah.
He and Lewis were buddies. They played basketball together at the old YMCA.
Buster.
Buster. They'd bang into each other.
Yeah, no, the YMCA basketball stories back in the, you know, back in the 70s, 80s. I mean, those were strong friendships. And, yeah, he and Buster would, you know, bang on each other on the court and then do all kinds of good civic stuff together.
So, Bob Hill, what message are people going to take away, the overriding arc of this book?
It's just it's an American success story. It's not a cliche. There's no bad in it. You know, it's a story of a guy that came up blue-collar, built companies, built a huge company, made a lot of friends, and gave back to where he came from. A lot of rich people don't do that. And you can, downtown Louisville, the Humana Building, the Center for the Arts,
so
the Waterfront Park.
Yeah.
He changed it.
Right. I remember the junk piles on the river.
He's probably the most important guy in Louisville history, but he didn't want his name on anything.
No.
He had been neither one. They say you don't pray in public. And they tithed, they gave 10% and more their whole lives. Even when they had no money, they'd give away half of no money or 10% of no money.
I'm going to quit praying at 4th and Broadway.
It's just the way they were and the way he is. And it's like a movie, this book. One of the things I like the most is, you know, Jim Thornton of Thornton Oil? He started that. David Jones was a freshman in college. Jim Thornton was working nights at a gas station across the street. Here's David over here, Jim over here. They get together over a Coke at about 1 o'clock in the morning for the first time. Two guys that started multi-billion dollar companies meeting at a Thornton gas station. And Jim asked David, come on, let's get together on this. And he said, no, I'm going to college. But stories like that.
Worked out.
The book is full of it.
The book is called David Jones, Always Moving Forward. It's not yet available, but you can pre-order it now at oldstonepress.com. Oldstonepress.com. It'll actually be out later this year.
September.
Yeah.
All right. David Jones, Jr., great to see you.
Thank you.
Mr. Bob Hill, always a pleasure. Let's talk
again. Me too, buddy.
We need to do another segment somewhere down the road about U of L basketball. This has been a roller coaster.
I may have another project for you. I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay, brother.
Yeah. Watch those women.
Yeah. You betcha. Bob Hill, David Jones, Jr. The book is David A. Jones, Always Moving Forward Again. Pre-order at oldstonepress.com.